So let's talk about the events that led up to his death. First, sort of, can you remind us what had happened before the shooting that ultimately ended with him dying?
So at this time in hip-hop, a few years prior to Pac's death, there's sort of this battle for the soul of hip-hop. And the battle is between, like, purists and people who want to make it more popular. And then the battle is also between New York area, which is where hip-hop started, and all the places it's branched out to, including California. So there was a lot of angst and jealousy between artists from the East and West. And, you know, they were certainly... Tupac and Biggie weren't the only people involved in it, but they were the biggest figures in it, right? It really hit another level when Tupac is shot in New York. He's on the way into the studio, supposedly to record with Biggie. He and Biggie are friends at this point up until the shooting happens. Tupac believed that he was set up. And from then on, he was kind of done with Bad Boy. Bad Boy at that time was Puff Daddy, Biggie, Mace.
And so, and then did Puff Daddy and Biggie, what did they say about that shooting? That they were behind it, or did they deny involvement?
Absolutely. Said they had nothing to do with it. They were just as surprised as everyone else.
Right.
But at that point, you know, I think the friendship was broken.
So that's the situation, and that takes us to September 7th, 1996. Tupac is in Las Vegas. And Keith, can you just walk us through what happened that night?
So they're in Vegas. There's a Tyson fight. It's the place to be, right? It's the place to be, the place to be seen. Tupac is there with Suge Knight, the head of Death Row Records. After Tyson wins, there's a brawl in the lobby of the MGM Grand. And again, here's MTV News.
From there, Tupac headed off to the home of Suge Knight, which is about 5 miles away from here.
There's this very iconic photo of Suge Knight driving and Tupac being in the passenger seat, and he's looking at the camera, whoever took the picture, and he kind of has this blank stare on his face. Did that mean he knew he was going to die?